The pandemic has generally lifted the financial fortunes of many players in the fast food industry. Households have gravitated to eating more at home and have favored the contactless experience of drive-thrus. Let's check in to see how Checkers Drive-In Restaurants is faring right now. Francis Allen is president and CEO and joins us now. Francis, good to see you here this morning. Look, you are a primarily drive-through oriented business. You have the outdoor seating. So that is, I suspect, been a tailwind to your business. How are sales right now?
We're doing very well. Q2 on a two-year basis, we were up 17.8% versus 2019. So, we had a very strong 2020. We outperformed the competition by 600 basis points, and it's looking good in 21 so far.
And Francis, thinking about some of those trends, you know, we've talked to a lot of folks with the amount of exposure to consumers that certainly you guys are going to have. How do you view the state of the consumer today? We've seen some of the stimulus start to expire. We know consumers are sitting, you know, on a lot of savings. Does the sell-through today indicate to you guys that there is still, you know, kind of a strong demand out there across the board from folks?
Look, we definitely see an uptick when those child tax credits go out each month, and certainly the stimulus earlier in the year. I think that we are a brand that is all about craveable food, affordable and affordable food. So we've seen a kind of continuous demand for our product. We also had already, prior to the pandemic, lent into delivery. And we saw our delivery business double. So I think we've got a lot of new customers coming in. We estimate about 50% of the people that have tried us on delivery are new customers to the brand, which is fantastic. We also have a double drive-through. So we were able to convert many of our drive-through lanes to be dedicated delivery lanes. So that actually creates a much better guest experience and a much better experience, importantly, for the drivers.
Francis,
in addition to that...
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, in addition to that, we launched a loyalty app in January that has an order ahead feature. So we're seeing good uptake of that as well.
I was just going to say, Francis, that Checkers behind you in your background, that does not look like the one by me in Long Island, New York.
No.
Have you come out with a new concept and a redesign?
Yes. This is our new restaurant of the future. We are very excited about it. A lot of work has gone into both what the guest experience, but also the employee experience. So within this new design is a brand new kitchen, which makes it much easier for our crew, which is critically important right now. We all know what's going on with labor. But we have newly designed kitchens, way more efficient. I mean, one of the things that we found, for example, is that the way that our equipment was all laid out and the way that the menu had changed over the years, our crew were walking an extra mile and a half collectively every hour than was really necessary. So imagine the productivity of rejigging that equipment and the benefit to employees. Also equipment that is much easier to train on. So from the guest experience, they're going to get hotter food served faster and more craveable food. And from this new iconic look, from an employee experience, way easier to use, easier to learn, and pleasant to be in.
And Francis, on the labor topic, I think Bojangles has really set off a discussion in the fast food industry, giving workers a week off to rest up, but they're not paying them. Is that something you're looking at doing just to give employees just a breather because it has been so busy over the past year and a half?
Well, I would be very remiss at this point not to thank our entire team for their tireless efforts. I mean, it has been a long 18 months for our crew, and we could not be more grateful to them. They're really dedicated people. They show up every day and do a great job. So we're incredibly grateful. We're seeing the labor challenges. We are doing all kinds of things to show our appreciation. We've raised wages like most people. We closed our stores on July 4th because we just wanted to make sure that everybody actually got a day off to celebrate with their families. We believe that people should work when they want to work. So we're giving everybody, obviously, the opportunity to do that. We're one of the first chains to also launch instant pay, which means that if a team member or a manager works, sorry, a shift manager works one day, they get paid the next. And that's been a huge benefit for us.
That's interesting. I can't recall hearing that elsewhere in the fast food industry, Francis. So if I were to work at a Checkers right now, let's say a cook in the kitchen, how much would I make per hour?
Our average wage is just over $11 an hour right now. That's obviously a blended rate across the country. We've seen some markets where the wage inflation has gone up by 10-15%. Other markets, not so much. So it really depends on the supply and demand in the marketplace.
All right, we'll leave it there. Francis Allen, President and CEO of Checkers Drive-In Restaurants. Good to see you. Big fan of your fries. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, Brian.